This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, check it out, y'all. All the way from Shaolin, you know what it is. Raekwon the Chef, Maxim with the good honey, DJ Sarah Love. Hold it down. You know what it is, boy. We got your back. Wu-Tang.
Oh, yeah. You see? But this week, it's not the Sarah Love and Mice Diggy show. We have, well, Mice is away, like having fun somewhere, gallivanting around. But you know what time it is, Mondays 4 till 6 p.m. We always take care of you with that hip-hop goodness. Every week we bring you an ill open mic, so you're going to have to hold tight to find out who that's going to be featuring this week. Of course, we have that part of the show where you guys get to vent. Are you taking the piss, is what it's called. And, you know, you got to get in touch with us because we've got a very special guest stepping through the studio by the name of Maverick Sabre. But this week, standing in for Mice, I have my special guest, homeboy, Reveal, is in the building.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on, everyone? Thanks, Sarah, for having me and everything.
Oh, thank you for joining us today. It is wicked to have you. And, yeah, you know, we've got lots of goodies to get into this week. And I don't know if normally we have Maestro Investigates. Mm-hmm. But this week, Reveal is going to be taking care of things. So it's going to be a little bit of a twist, but the same goodness. So hit us up in the studio. It's hiphop@fubarradio.com. You can also reach us on Twitter at FUBAR Radio. You can find me at DJ Sarah Love. Reveal is, what are you, Reveal
at
Poison?
Reveal Poison, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
So get in touch. We love to hear from you guys. We've got so much good music for you, including, I was feeling this new track. Have you heard any of this new Kanye stuff?
Yeah, man. I had a little sneak peek to all the stuff he released and that, and I gotta say, I'm a bit 50-50 with it, man.
Yeah, I haven't heard all of it at all, but this tune I was definitely feeling. It's produced by a guy called Kareem Riggins, who was like Jay Dilla's kind of production partner in some projects. He had he's worked with Madlib doing a few different jams and stuff. And so when this track turned up as the first tune he leaked from the album after its release, I was pretty excited to hear it.
Yeah.
It's called 30 Hours, but I just think this beat is banging. Make sure you get in touch with us. It's hip hop on FUBAR Radio. You're locked into the sounds of myself, Sarah Love, and the one and only
coming when you're not alone. $1 million renovations to a happy home. My ex said she gave me the best years of her life. I saw a recent picture of her, I guess she was right. I wake up, accessing the damages, checking media takeout. Pictures of me drunk walking out with a bitch, but it's blurry enough to get the fake out. I wake up, all veggies, no eggs. I hit the gym, all chest, no legs. Yeah. Then I make myself a smoothie. Yeah. Then me and wifey make a movie. Chicago, St. Louis to Chicago. Underlay, E-I-E-I. Uh-oh, you have me driving five, enough to switch the time zone. You was the best of all time at the time, though. Yeah, you wasn't mine, though. But I still drove 30 hours. Baby, I still drove 30 hours to you. Yeah. I remember rapping for Jay and Cam. Young producer just trying to get his flows off. I remember being nervous to do Victoria's Secret till I pictured everybody with their clothes off. Expedition was Eddie Bauer edition. I'm driving with no winter tires in December. Skirt, skirt, skirt like a private school for women. Then I get there and all the Popeyes is finished, girl. You don't love me, you're just pretending. I need a happy beginning, middle, and ending. Chicago, St. Louis to Chicago. It's getting hot in here, that's all that I know. Got a hotel room, 3 stars for you. You call down for an omelet. Girl, it's 5 in the morning. You realize you got the Doubletree, not the Aria. Only thing open is Waffle House, girl, don't start with me. I used to Western Union for you like it's no pride. Cause you was in college complaining about it's no jobs. But you was sucking a nigga dick the whole time. Well, I guess a blowjob's better than no job. Then I drove back 30 hours.
Baby,
one of those controversial artists, Kanye West. Nat in the Fubar studio just said to me she hates Kanye West, but she actually likes the song.
Oh man, I think he's one of those guys. He's slightly like a shadow of his former self, but can we be mad at him for being that? And I think he's still capable of making good music, like as that track just showed. But I think he's just living a different life. He's not the same Kanye he was, man. When he was like doing beats for Jay and like Dipset and all that, now he's like rolling with these Kardashians and he's tweeting about how he wants to be the Hermes creative manager, and he's in another world, man. But as long as the music's good, I don't mind. But it has started to impact the music, in my opinion.
I just think it must be a crazy life, because that's one of the difficulties of fame, is you become a prisoner within your own life. Like, imagine, there's no way he can just stop this train and say, I want to be an electrician now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he's got a role that, whether or not he likes it, he's going to be hounded. There's going to be like hundreds of people chasing around everywhere. But, you know, it's also, this is what you signed up for, isn't it? Yeah. But I mean, it wouldn't surprise me someone having a bit of a breakdown in this.
That's what it seems like. It seems like he's having this big breakdown and this cult of celebrity. In any other situation, like Rhymefest, who used to write for him and that has come out saying, I think he officially needs counselling and stuff. We're watching this guy have like a big public breakdown, and he's like, in any other situation, someone would be trying to offer him help, but because he's a celebrity, everyone's like watching him and being amused of it.
But he does seem to be enjoying himself.
Yeah, he's
having
a bad time.
He seems to be having a way of a time.
Definitely.
So yeah, it seems like a good breakdown from his perspective. But yeah, that track was 30 Hours, produced by Kareem Riggins. Kareem's got an album coming out on Stone's Throw Records. That's later this year, so look out for that, because it's super funky fresh. Right now, you're tuned into the sounds of myself, Sarah Love, and my guest co-host this week, standing in for Maestro, is
Reveal the Gully and Rani. You done know.
And we're taking care of you until 6 p.m. with that hip hop goodness. It's all about FubarRadio.com, so keep it locked. Now, you know, there's so much madness going on in the world. Like, when you talk about how we're saying, you know, you've got Kanye, all this crazy era celebrity, like all the mad beefs and just madness in the news and everything. But I think there's so much good stuff going on in the world as well. And it doesn't get enough shine. Like, we need to put more of a spotlight on good things to spread some of that good energy out into the world. So that's why every week, Reveal, I have a part of the show which I like to call a big up.
Big up, big up.
And this is basically where, like I say, I get to shout out, you know, the little people, the big people, events, the whole spectrum of goodness happening in this world. Now, this week, it is a really important big up, because, I mean, hip hop, arguably, is like the most influential genre of the 20th century,
no doubt.
And it continues to shape, like, not just popular music, popular culture.
Definitely.
Overall, like,
there's no denying that.
Worldwide, you know, there's not many contenders that can really take that crown from hip hop. And I'm not biased at all.
No. It's just facts, man.
But although the exact site of hip hop's birth is often debated, it's commonly accepted that a spot in the Bronx called 1520 Cedric and Cedar was the birthplace of hip hop. I don't know if you've ever heard of 1520 Cedric Avenue.
I didn't know that specific. I knew Bronx and like just doing the house parties, and I didn't know that specific address though. That's real interesting.
Yeah, and so 1520 Cedric Avenue, it's like, it's a project basically. Projects is like what we in the UK call a council estate. But yeah, 1520, that's deep in the Bronx. I have, you know, part of being a hip hop fan, you've got to do your hip hop pilgrimage to 1520 Cedric Avenue. I did it. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. But 1520 Cedric Avenue in the Bronx, it is considered very important. Now, recently, a New York City councilwoman, Vanessa Gibson, she has said the city is affirming the legacy of the Bronx as the birthplace of hip-hop by passing legislation that is co-naming a portion of Cedric Avenue as Hip Hop Boulevard. Ooh. And this is in honor of the seminal DJ Kool Herc and his contributions to the culture, because he lived in 1520 Cedric Avenue. And I don't know, have you heard of Kool Herc before?
Yeah, of course, man.
You're like, ain't no baby in this.
No,
Sarah.
Funnily enough, I just caught that Rubble Kings documentary about the early New York scene when hip hop was starting. So it's all real fresh in my memory, and even like all this stuff you're saying, it's interesting that you're saying it now.
Yeah.
I think that's wicked that they're acknowledging it, man.
Yeah, because the Rubble Kings is more looking at like the whole gang culture and everything that was happening, that was the precursor. And it actually, that was an important part of the creation of hip-hop and what Herc decided to do. So if you've not heard a DJ called Herc before, he's a seminal figure in pop culture, because on the 11th of August in 1973, he hosted a Back to School Jam. And that is what is now often referred to as the first ever hip hop party. And it was held in his building, 1520 Cedric Avenue in the Bronx. And basically, I think, you know, you had, like you're saying, in the Rubble Kings film, they're documenting how, you know, you just, it was rife there. But the streets were just run by gangs kind of thing. It was just a lawless time. And so you had people, someone like Cool Herc was like, okay, let's give these kids something to do. Let's hold a party in the rec room of this building. And yeah, let's just give them something else to take them off of the street. Now, here is one of the originators of MCing, Grandmaster Caz, speaking first in this little clip. And this is just to help break down for you a little bit of why 1520 Cedric Avenue is an important place and why DJ Kool Herc is important.
This building is iconic. The first documented hip-hop party was given right in this rec room right here. On August 11th, 1973. The DJ who played the music at that party is who we refer to as the father of hip-hop, DJ Kool Herc. But when you came to a Kool Herc party, you heard songs that they weren't playing on the radio. So that was one of the main things that kind of formed and shaped this culture and made this party different from other parties. Secondly, the elements of hip-hop were all present. The MC, the way they incorporated the talking, the announcements, the, you know, with it, with the music, it created kind of a whole nother thing. And that was the birth of the MC, the master of ceremony. And then you had the B-boys. These were the first guys. These are guys that were doing it when I was trying to be a B-boy. And of course, the fourth element of hip hop, graffiti. The energy and the mindset involved in graffiti kind of went hand in hand with the same energy that the rest of the elements of hip hop. So there you have it. All those elements coming together in one place. The fallout from the party reached, you know, the entire neighborhood. And so everybody was like, yo, you know, who's this Kool Herc guy? Who's, you know, what's up with this? I got involved on a grassroots level, just going, just hanging. I was like, you know what? This is it. This is something. This is what I want to do. I didn't have the foresight to know how it would explode commercially, but I did know that it was more than just us playing around. I knew it was more than a hobby. I knew that this was something important and special. My company, Hush Tours, we've been bringing people here for 10 years and as the birthplace of hip-hop. So, of course, we want that culturally solidified. This is where I got my hip-hop from. I've been a part of this culture since its inception, and its inception for me is right here.
There's a recreation room for the building. You rent the room. That's what we did. So this was a breath of fresh air for us, going somewhere we could hear some music. Turned out to be a success.
Yeah, I remember going to the Herc parties and just started in the community room, and it grew so big that we couldn't fit in the community room anymore. Nope. And music was just, it was slamming. I was trying to think about what would be, synonymous with a Kool Herc party. It would have to be James Brown. Clap your hands, stomp your feet. It wasn't a Kool Herc party.
Without have a very party.
Exactly.
One night, I'm waiting for the record to play out. I said, I wonder if I put that to myself. I said, if they're waiting for this particular break and I have a couple more records got the same breakup in it, I wonder how would it be if I put them all together. And I told them, I said, I'm going to try something new tonight. I'm going to call it the merry-go-round. Stomp the beat. Stomp the beat. I started out with James Brown, James Brown, clap your hand, stomp your feet. That part right there when the break, boom, I had to come in with Bongo Rock. Bongo Rock was still, no vocals in it, and I would go into Baby Huey. You know, the Mexican. Wow. think we got some hair, you know, because people was like, oh, whoa. Everybody was like, yeah, I'm feeling this. Oh, yeah, you know.
Oh, man, Kool Herc was the first person I ever heard that do anything like that, you know, because I'm used to being in the house with my mother and we pull a James Brown record on and just let it play through. Kool Herc would play the break part back and forth, and that really astonished me. I was really impressed when I seen that, something like that, because I'd never seen anything like that before.
I saw Kool Herc, and I was 14 years old, and that very day when I saw his sound system and how loud it was and the records that he played would just change the way the party was going, and that's what I wanted to do.
That's how I felt when I saw great DJs. I was like, I want to be like them. It's that amazing. Was the voices of Casanova Fly, a.k.a. Grandmaster Caz, Grand Wizard Theodore, and cool DJ Herc. They were talking about the early jams and the merry-go-round technique that Herc pioneered using, like, the instrumental break in the funk records, which essentially forms the basis of, you know, the beginnings of hip hop, you know. And so now New York City, they have basically decided, well, this lady, Councilwoman Vanessa Gibson, she represents a district that includes 1520 Cedric Avenue, where that first documented hip hop party was held by Kool Herc. And she said the co-naming is to honor both Herc's and the overall contribution that the Bronx has made to creating hip hop. And we have a lot of Bronx natives who are trailblazers, and they're even like planning on building a proper hip hop museum in the Bronx too, you know. And many people feel like the genre would never exist if it wasn't for Kool Herc and what he did at that time. So, you know, I just think that definitely, like, deserves a serious
big up,
because, you know, it's so important. Like, when you think of, you have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and you've got all of these institutions, whether that's in classical music and all that stuff, like, we need to make sure that all of this stuff is getting documented, because these are key milestones.
Yeah, man, it's long overdue, man. It's milestones, and this stuff needs to be acknowledged, man. And just going back to, like, what you were saying with, like, what they were talking about with the live element of the DJing, that's something that proper gets me sometimes. Like, I was watching, you know, that DJ Big Cap, he passed away, like, a little while ago, and he used to be Biggie's DJ. And even during Biggie's time, they were performing while he was just, like, they were flipping break beats, and, like, they were just juggling beats. They weren't even performing to an instrumental. So that's, like, a proper important element, like the live DJ element of hip hop. That's kind of been lost. And it, like you say, it's important that these milestones are recognized and acknowledged. So,
and to be fair, the first there was the DJ, and all you guys came after. So, you know, I'm not biased not at enough. All or saying that, you know, me as speaking as a DJ, DJs are more important than anyone else. But ultimately, it all stemmed from the DJ, because you wouldn't have the B-boys and the B-girls. You wouldn't have the dancers
sampling, without. Even sampling, a lot of the old school DJs, they say that early samplers emulated what DJs were doing by doing the breakbeats, which enabled further hip-hop production styles. So,
totally.
Yeah, man, DJ saved my life on that, innit?
For real though, because even when you look at the Bronx, I mean, I lived in the Bronx for a while, like about 6 years ago, and I mean, then there were parts of the Bronx that looked like a war zone. So it's like, I can't even imagine what it must have been like in the 70s, because I think basically the Bronx was physically cut off from the rest of the city when they constructed the Cross Bronx Expressway, and so then that just meant that it was like all those Latino and black residents in the Bronx were just like basically left to
squalor,
rot, and it was just a madness up there.
And when
there,
you see
kind of
some
thing.
Of the footage, it literally looks like third world, like, do you know what I mean,
like proper war zone business. And so it's amazing. And then when you hear someone like Afrika Bambaataa, again another important originator in the art form as well, talk, he says, you know, that was hip hop played a key part, because he was part of a gang, the Black Spades. I think they talk about them in that Rubber Kings film as well, don't they? And they turned in that, they had like this big moment in the gang land times out there, where they decided, okay, we're going to turn this into a thing for the positive. And then it turned from the Black Spades into the Universal Zulu Nation. So, you know, it's testimony that it actually happened. You know what I mean?
Stuff.
And then when you just think, like, multi-billion-dollar industry like that hip hop is, and this is an industry that, you know, we have purely created from the rubble. You know, we manifested this ourselves. It wasn't like any, you know, government investment that made XYZ happen, you know. And now ultimately, like, everyone wants a piece of hip hop, don't they, kind of thing. So it's just crazy when you see people like Kanye, Jay-Z, well, 50's bankrupt now, isn't he?
Well, he says he is.
He's difference between broke and bankrupt, though. That's a key note to think of. But, you know, and Dr. Dre and stuff, like the just the levels of money and success that people have made out of hip-hop, and just starting in a rec room by Kool Herc and his sister throwing a party for the kids in the block. And as one of the people who used to go to these jams said in that little clip, she said, you know, a key piece of music that you would hear at Kool Herc was something from James Brown. And, you know, funk music just plays such an integral part in the beginnings of hip-hop, shaping how hip-hop was constructed. And so I thought we have to hear some James Brown today. So let me hit you off a little something like this. I don't know if you know about this track, Give It Up or Turn It Loose. I mean, no, the breakdown... So the jam is just funky as hell. I mean, James Brown, damn. Yeah. And then the breakdown in the middle of the track, that's what we talk about when we're saying the break, which Kool Herc and other DJs kept looping around, and that's when the B-boys and the B-girls would hit the floor. And this is the inception of hip-hop, so sending a big up to Kool Herc, 151020 Cedric Ave, and this renaming of Hip Hop Boulevard. That's just dope, super dope. You're locked into FUBAR Radio right now. It's myself, Sarah Love, joined by Reveal in the studio. We're taking care of you until 6 p.m. Get in touch, hip-hop at FUBAR Radio.
hand, stomp the beat, clap the hand, stomp the beat, clap the hand, stomp the beat, in the jungle, bro, in the jungle, bro, in the jungle, bro, clap the hand, stomp the beat, clap the hand, stomp the beat, clap the hand,
funky business. Definitely. You know what, the other day I was standing in a shop in the queue waiting to pay, and there was a lady in front of me, maybe she was about like 20 at the eldest, and then there was a kid standing behind me who was 12 or something, and then there was like a lady, maybe she was in her 30s, and it's like, and the canned music, they dropped some some James Brown, Sex Machine. And it was like the whole line, it was the cross section of people in the line, but all different ages, all different backgrounds, and it was like you just saw no one could help but keep but nod their head.
James Brown, innit?
It's that funky business. So yeah, that last track was Give It Up or Turn It Loose, James Brown. Yeah, that's obviously like an essential b-boy jam. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio right now. It's myself, Sarah Love, and the one and only
Reveal Poison.
That's right, and we're taking care of you until 6 p.m. with that hip-hop goodness. Make sure you get in touch with us, Sex. We love hearing from you. And, you know, this part of the show is normally like the time when Mice takes over with Mice Investigates. But seeing as Mice is away having fun somewhere, we have Reveal standing in for Mice. So it's going to have a slightly different flavour, but... I thought we still got to keep the essential funky theme tune going too.
Big up to my Stiggy, man.
Big up to my Stiggy.
Yeah, man.
We love you. But yeah, my Reveal.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, I'm one of them people. I'm definitely more like a night person than a day person. So sometimes I have kind of a trouble getting a kickstart to my day, yeah. So I want to ask people, like, what's their suggestions, a good way to start the day? Like, some people go with the power shake thing. Some people go quick exercise. Some people go for the extra sleeping. Like, I'll get up and I'll just bass out hip-hop. Like, I'll put on the most bass-heavy hip-hop. My neighbours know when I wake up. Like,
they know that's the time for them
straight,
to leave the house.
Yeah. Straight 7 a.m. that bass line's coming on, Busta Rhymes, bang your head to this, whatever, like break your neck to this, like, yeah, man. So
do you ever get the complaints from the neighbours?
I think they appreciate it, man. I think they appreciate it. Yeah,
is that what they said to you?
They silently appreciate it. They communicate it through their silence.
You sure it's not like through intimidation?
No, it's definitely they appreciate
smiling
it.
Smiling and nodding.
It's a nice start to the day.
We don't want to upset him.
They get that nice sub bass, waking them up, vibrating them to awakeness in the day. So, yeah.
So for you, it's blasting the music.
For me, it's the music. It puts me in a good mood for the day.
It's true.
Like, it just wakes me up. It just makes everything nice, man. It's like the sun rising and that.
It's so true. Yeah. No, we all need help. I mean, like, I've just had the most manic week. I'm getting... Literally, after the show today, I'm going straight to the airport and I've just not had a free... This feels like the first time I've sat down stepping into the FUBAR studio today. So this week, I've really needed to make sure, like, my day has started on the right note just to, like, get me through the day. So I definitely want to know, like, what the listeners' tricks and suggestions
or, like,
are.
I got one of those little blender things and, like, I make a little thing with, like, spinach and bananas and... acai berries, and if anyone's got any little recipes I should try out or any special little organic ingredients or anything like that, just man, hit us up and let us know, man.
Acai, that's another one of them things, like,
super
but no, what is it? Someone told me how to actually pronounce the other day. It's like,
I'm pronouncing it like the sampler, isn't it?
S-C-A-I like, or something crazy like that. Yeah, you're bringing it hip hop. You're making it hip hop with the pronunciation.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the quinoa.
Yeah.
It's just like, why are you messing with us with these messed up pronunciations? But yeah, no, definitely. I'm a big breakfast person. Like, I can't function without my breakfast. Mm. I have the same breakfast like every single day.
Is it? What'd you have?
Every day, the first thing I do is I squeeze two oranges. But I don't get rid of any of the pulp. I have the whole pulp, everything, with a spoon of hemp protein.
Mm.
And then I have my porridge of banana, blueberry.
Okay.
Yeah, the like sunflower seeds.
Antioxidants, potassium.
Yeah, okay, and the chia seeds. And then I chase it all with a cup of tea.
Oh, wicked, man.
Yeah. If I don't have that, I'm like, my day's going to struggle, man.
I got a neighbour who's well into the health food thing, and she does that. I don't know how to pronounce it. Again, another thing I can't pronounce, that kefir grains. It's like these little grains that are supposed to be good for you. It's a type of fermented milk. It's like probiotic or something. So I put that in my smoothie. That's a nice one as well.
You're living that hipster lifestyle. You're hardcore MC by night. The breakfast time.
Straight, man. Rappers who drink smoothies. That was the hashtag on Twitter. Trust me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to say, that would make a good track.
Yeah.
You should do that track. But yeah, so we want to know, like, what is your best way? What is the best way to start the day? Like, give it. Some people, they just go that straight cold shower.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, wake up. So, let us know. Share the love. Share the information with the rest of the country. What is the best way to start the day? Hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. That's the email. You can also tweet us at foodbarradio and get in touch. But first, let's keep the tunes rolling for you. This next track is by Philly and Dots. We're taking it to UK with this one. This is taken from the Real Talk Records compilation album. All the proceeds from this album go to help the homeless. So it's definitely a good one to support. And this track is called Get to Know the Name, and we want to know your name. Hit us up on the email with those best ways to start the day. It's Hip Hop on FUBAR.
Yo, Philly and Dots, get to know the name. So insane, spitting with devastating your whole domain. Smoke a strain, see me, I start doing my yoga flame. Rap dambles, Aryan dominating your poker game. The break's over, the takeover. Philly and Dots is in this game and we're giving the makeover. Ain't sober, we come to put this name in your brain. With this hammer and chisel grammar, I'm engraving your brain. My purpose is plain, I come to put the work in this game. When I'm spraying, it's just my aim to leave a permanent stain. This is the top notch, hot shots, rocking your hot spot. Philly and Dots is spitting even shadier stuff. Watch, the critics better give us a top spot. Bitches know from the first LP that we've been telling them what's what. Beware of us, we're turning the situation precarious, and nothing's gonna stop us from infiltrating your areas.
To get to know the name, the heat is unleashing. The beast just broke the chain. We'll take out your entire city just like an Ebola strain. The flow's insane enough to leave you with a swollen brain. Decapitating rappers rapidly snapping their shoulder blades. The vocal spray shining brighter than the solar ray. We'll take your soul away and roll away like we're on rollerblades. So know your lane, motherfucker, this ain't a motorway. It's P&D, motherfucker. To get to know the name, the protege, man. Philly taught me a lot, so I ain't fucking with these rappers and they ain't fucking with Dots. What? So come the fuck up out my face with all them fickle raps. You little twats have watered down the scene. It's time we bring it back. Me and Philly are great whites to these sticklebacks. I rhyme hard, but a mind sharp as a thistle patch. It's time's ours to define after we kill a track. And I'ma spit a rap to turn the earth to an abyss of black.
Philly and Dots,
get to know the name. Scruffy motherfucker, like I'm Stigger the Dump. Smoking a split filled with sticky that'll pickle your lungs. We be scissor kicking out lyrics as quick as a gun. In common staple the name to the tip of your tongue.
We stick in the slums and leave spitters stricken and stunned. Me and Dots will kick shit and spit as sick as they come. You must have heard of us, the merciless killing sermons and services. Disturbances, we're sipping hot scotch out of thermoses.
The herbalist emerging, we burst like a ball of energy. Telling these dead MCs to get back inside of the cemetery. It's heavenly the way that we're blessing all of our enemies. Remember me, I'm ready dismembering any pedigree.
I call them frenemies, there's nothing these motherfuckers is telling me. I'm ready, G, you're rapid and rapping just like the enemy. Spitting the score, do it like
like I did it before. Spreading the word like a witness when I kick in your door.
Like Biggie Smalls, motherfucker, we be spitting it raw. Hitting your jaw, head spinning, you'll be hitting the floor. Screaming, give me your money now like a belligerent whore. Shore to shore, traveling like we be living on tour.
Spitting the pure like it's uncut, cripple your core. Philly and Dutch is top draw, leaving rappers in awe. Philly and Dutch, you best to get acquainted with this. The slick spitters from the city coming out the abyss.
From out in the sticks, the names ringing out into the inner city. Sitting pretty, anyone supporting, I'ma bring them with me. The slick committee, script a ditty with a slip of Ziggy. It's a pity, our tracks bang bang like chitty chitty.
Down to the nitty gritty, it's Dutch and the Philly. Spitting lyrics in the perfect way like it's gritty politty. Yo, fuck all your tats, I'm about to give you a brand. I make you get to know the name like the back of your hand. It's B&B.
That's Get to Know the Name, taken from the Real Talk Records album. It's Philly and Dots on that one. You're locked into FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and the Man Like Reveal. We're taking care of you until 6 p.m. We've got so much illness coming up for you, including special guests live in the studio, Maverick Sabre. And we've got the open mic as we do every week, which is going to be so fly. So keep it locked for that. And much, much more to come. And Reveal has been asking you to reveal your secrets.
Where's the start of the day? Yeah, man. Big up to Colin for writing. And then he says the only way he starts his day is with a coffee and a cigarette. So that wasn't really the healthy option I was going for, but fair enough, man. That's, different strokes for different folks.
That's the alternate version to your hipster lifestyle
but
version.
Then again, I'm not really a big coffee drinker, so maybe it's that, man. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm but a smoker, I think so.
That's, you see, I can't think of anything more dutty than a cigarette. I hate cigarettes.
Oh, I didn't say cigarette, but.
So the wake and bake. No, I know plenty of people who are on that wake and bake lifestyle. They can't function without, like, yeah, without starting the day with a bit of wake and bake. I can support that a little bit more, maybe. But no. I mean, a cigarette, though. Come on, Colin. The cigarette.
Yeah, that'll just clog up your lungs and that, man, I think.
And I think that's just setting the tone for the rest of the day, yeah, isn't it? Like, you're just going to be burning down them fags for the rest of the
day.
That's
not the one, yeah.
Yeah, so, but hey, horses for courses for Colin. He can't function. So what, Colin, no food, nothing? When do you, what's the next thing that happens? So you just down that coffee, have a cigarette, you're ready to roll. I guess so, but yeah.
Maybe he's a supermodel. That's like the supermodel diet. <isn't it? laughs>
That's like one of these, that was the original hipster diet, the coffee and the cigarette. But yes, Reveal has been asking you guys to, with the answers for his question today, which is?
Best way to start the day.
So hit us up in the studio. It's hiphop@fubarradio.com. We love hearing from you guys. Got to send shouts out to, I've got plenty of shouts out to give. So let's hit you with another track before we get into some of those. And we have a guest who's already stepped up into the studio. So hold tight, you're locked into FUBAR Radio. It's hip hop right here. And now, something else.
What's
for
this?
Your ears.
A note from the school nurse. Oh my gosh, head lice in your classroom?
Paranoia boy, you're awake in a haunted crawl space. Hoodie up, gone face down, taught drawstrings. Roll up in the cookie cutter, mud up all things. All mange, all dogs of war evolve strange. Nose in a bee jar, curds in a scurvy. Tend to his coffin, uncontrollable frothing. Spawn of the awful, clear the wall softly. Hunt alone, hum his own swan song off key.
Mysterious malady, I put all my effort towards symptoms. I'd be absent from the message boards. Someone made a snot remark on Noah's Ark. I did not complain, three bottles clanging, I was singing in the rain. What do you get for the man who has everything? More of it, I'm sure of it. Soon as I finish snoring, and I'll show you where I'm storing it. Forsaken good for goodness sake, and wish I lived in nature so that I could throw myself one in the lake.
Hate himself like a snake with two heads. The new flesh eater co. Eat a whole food web. Smooth bed, stupefying death to a zoom lens. Definitely never leave a neck with a noose ends ever. Follow what the rap hands pantomime. Slit throats, hangman, and belly acres atomized. Jam at the party with the vamps and the carnies. Heat up upper hand, one man skeleton army.
Primordial audio from sitting at the Casio and cracking open an empty pistachio. Parting notice, but I'm always on my job. I don't throw no boxes out until they're completely dissolved. After all's been said, I eat myself alive to see the eating, not to see see myself fed. I'm apathetic to these goods could get fenced and I defended how I'm better off yet.
Lightning struck that man 2 times. Brushed up his coat, that man's too alive. Slack jaw to a face off, no bath salts. No crabs, only fattened up pack wolves. Tracking, draw mags, betting down hatches. Not a sap, not a scratch on the crash test. Ashes to ashes, catch the odds on it. What more can I say? Top rhyming.
What's the point of keeping points or playing different games? I revel in my solitaire without a care. Smiling and nodding when I'm not aware of waving off the belts where I'm parading, operating on myself. Playing the game with chance to top the candor where the cameras never peek. Come around and take a gander at the gambler on the street. Any contact with a contract I was signing off for cram. Will anybody please accept me as I am?
That's the way that all parents don't want to start the day, is like finding out that their child has head lice. That's
fair enough.
But that's like terror that for me. Me having dreadlocks, I'm just like, keep your child away from me. I love kids and everything, but don't bring them near me. Because I think that, I mean, I just have to shave my head or something.
I've been getting such a short haircut.
I thought you were about to say you've been getting
head lice. Since I was about 10, it's never, ever, ever been a thing.
It's never been an issue. Yeah. But yeah, that is actually from the Lice EP by Aesop Rock and Homeboy Sam. And the track is called Vertigo. Are you are you familiar with much of those guys' music?
I mean, I'm a big fan of Aesop Rock. Homeboy Sam, man, not as much, man. I don't know, man. It just don't hit home for me, man. But that was a very, very funkily produced track as well, man. I was feeling the beat on that.
That
as well.
Is. I've been meaning to find out who produced it, actually.
It's always an odd one when you've got two MCs and one you really like and one you're not that much of a fan of on the same track, because it's a bit odd. Like, I always have that when there's two MCs that I kind of feel differently about on the same track.
I know. I'm trying to think of other... Mm. Like, what about for someone like Tribe Called Quest then?
See,
like,
I'm which one way of those, do you lean? I'm one of those controversial people that there's certain corners of hip-hop that just don't apply to me. That's not to say I don't appreciate it, but the De La,
get
the
out,
Tribe...
Get out!
It's wonderful. No, it's beautiful. But
Nate,
sitting in my house, I'd rather listen to Mobb Deep than listen to Bonita Applebaum. I'm just being real, man.
And for me, knowing Reveal for like years, I completely understand
that.
Can
you see me in my yard listening
and
to
the whole Poisonous Poets crew that Reveal is from? Remember, if you've missed any of the previous shows, you can hit up the podcast at foobarradio.com/hiphop. And last week, Reveal was rapping for us with those gully gully dutty dutty bars, so definitely listen back to that and you'll understand. But you know, Reveal has been asking you guys a very key question every week. Maestro investigates. Now Maestro's away this week, so we have reveals. And what have you been asking the people, Revs?
Just different ways that people start their day, whether it's loud blasting hip-hop music, whether it's with a coffee and a cigarette like someone wrote in, or whether it's like with, I don't know, like a meditative yoga session or
Ooh.
something. I'm just trying to get my head around the people's different approaches, man. Do you
that's
know what
true
I mean?
Actually, I have had friends in the past where they say they wake up and then they actually lie in bed without opening their eyes, where they just like meditate for like 15 to 20 minutes before they even open their eyes and get up.
We got Angel coming in, so we can ask her more about it. But I think she hosts this morning raves that people go to. It's like a sober morning rave before they go to work.
Yeah.
So people go and they have like a little rave and then they go to work. So that's how they start their day.
It's a madness, the things that are going on out there. But yes, that is Angel MC. She's going to be joining us later in the show for this week's open mic. And we have another very talented MC coming through too. So hold tight to find out who that is. But yeah, we've been asking you guys, what are the key ways, like the best ways to start the day? Because if you have the key to this, you should share it with the rest of us, because we need to know. I'm not so convinced with Colin's suggestion of a coffee and a cigarette. But hey, man, if it works for you. But Kelly hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com and she says, I have a bowl of Cocoa Pops. Chocolate milk is the only way to start the day.
I'd rather have a bowl of Cocoa Pops.
Ooh. Hey, man, they need to like pay for that kind of plug in there. But yeah, see, that's just like that hardcore sugar hit, isn't it?
I can't have that chocolate in the morning, man. That don't seem right, man.
No,
I'll go with
what about if you've stayed up all night and it's morning?
Oh yeah, that's a different, that's an interesting one still.
Yeah,
that's
like, you see, it's
the all night breakfast.
Yes. So hit us up in the studio. We've got a few more of your messages coming through and we're gonna read all of that out as well. But first, I got another brand new track for you. This one is from Elzai. Are you a fan of Elzai?
Not too familiar with
you. Don't know about Elzai? Elzai, like for me, Elzai is one of like the illest MCs around at the moment. Yeah, he's like from Detroit. He's come out of that whole.
Oh, did he do that Nas cover? He done a whole LP that's like Nas covers.
Yeah, called Elmatic.
I have heard him actually. Yeah. He's pretty dope, man.
Yeah.
He's pretty dope.
Yeah, no, Gaia's kind of fire, you know, with the rhymes and everything.
I'm always a bit skeptical of those kind of cover projects, but I thought he dropped it really well in a way.
Like, he did it really well. Yeah, and just like the way they flip the beats and everything. Like that's true. That is one of the best executions of them sort of hip hop covers that we've
It always feels
had.
A bit redundant, but I think he actually made it his own the way he done it. So I'm definitely up for hearing some more of his stuff.
Yeah, so this is from a brand new album that he's got. This track is called Cosign. It's featuring Sconny. And this is brand new from Elzai. Make sure you hit us up in the studio, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We've got so much more good music coming for you as well. Plus, Manfred Saver is going to be live in the studio shortly. It's Sarah Love and Reveal on FUBAR. This is hip hop.
I told my moms one day that I'll become known over any track I get dumb on, even if it's a drum and a trombone. How could I have lost it when I'm inspired to keep excuses sounding tired and possibilities exhausted? To everything is working out for me, but don't read me up and down and think you know my story, cause even when it was written for me to be poor, it wasn't written poorly. Getting tested by dropouts and old schools who sit and score me high grades of weed, who was willing to die paid while I stayed harping over how I sharpen my blade by trade, trying to snatch a dream out of nightmare, reality out of dream, even though it seemed I'm right where I see myself when I was dreaming. I'm supposed to be shopping in Neiman Marcus and shedding light on my darkest demon. After I realized that everything would go fine, I saw it happen without a cosign. So they could say I've been slumming and throw shots at my income, but when I drop, holler incoming from the explosion that my pen summoned. It's mind blowing, yet I'm sick of going through life with a knife in my spine showing, with everyone who's talking from behind knowing. So I can't miss my shot like Sean Poen, Rondo and so watch the dime go in, till I'm raking in cash. Cutting through a snake in the grass, lawn mowing, slit his tongue for trying to spill venom. The wiser soldier knows I'll fold your clothes while you're still in them. Till I'm swimming in women between the coastline. Know it happened without a cosign. I'm from the D, where your window faces deprived view. They jack you in the drive through while you order a number three. Builders dilapidated, dreams of putting your city on the map deflated. Some died over beef that was rap related. And I know how it feels to think you living in the bubble. Can't double your dividends. You likely giving in the trouble. I grew up where we wasn't fed well. Bodies with the dead smell. They move birds like a bread trail. Now it's a bag from they knapsack with prices on their head, and I ain't talking about the tag on they snapback. Thank God I never injected or snipped the nose line. I did it all without a cosign. Yeah. Keep telling yourself that you're stumbling on the right path. Eventually you get there.
I may not fly to the finish line, but I'll be there in time. Cruising a mile in my old school style. Detroit red in my mind. No street lights and no signs. I don't need cosigns. Cause I don't need cosigns. I don't need cosigns.
People don't, it's not a good start to the day with the rain and showers and everything.
That is the worst possible thing, man. When you get up and it's like, sometimes I have to get up real early and it's just like dark and rainy. It's not the one, man.
But you know what? I just think so many people, like in Britain, by the way, you're tuned into FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and Reveal standing for my show right now. But I think, like, obviously, we love to complain as British people. That's why we have the section of the show called Are You Taking the Piss? So hit us up in the studio, get your shouts ready for that as well. Coming up. But you know, you've got to just embrace all these different seasons and weathers and everything.
What different
That's
seasons?
The way
it's always rain. That's the problem. If there was different seasons, I'd be down with it.
No. Honestly, we have seasons in the UK.
No, like, we have grey, and then we have a day of sun, and that's summer. We have sometimes it snows.
Today was beautiful.
Yeah.
You're not convinced. No, but because seriously, like, I'm DJing in Singapore in 2 weeks' time. There, it's like Groundhog Day. Every day is ridiculously hot and humid. Every single day. And like friends of mine out there, they say they go to they go away in December just so they can feel the cold. Like they'll go to New York in December so they can experience cold, because it's just like so boring to have the same. And then also I think that's blatantly part of why places like Detroit, where Elzai is from, that last track was by Elzai, that's forthcoming from his album Lead Poison, which people have been waiting for ages. It was like a crowdfunded project, and then it has a time cap on when it's released, and it wasn't released in time, so then the fans were going crazy and everything, but he promises that it is coming out soon, so I'm looking forward to hearing more of that.
Step it up.
But you see, Elsa,
it's not a joke, are you? Not joking.
No, it's true, but that's the problem with the Kickstarter stuff though, isn't it? Like I've always thought that, like, how you could easily get into trouble with that. But no, places like Detroit, when you think how much ill music has come out of there, not just in the hip hop forum, or New York, how much incredible music in London, it's because it's like such a volatile place, like seasonally.
True, man.
If it's
very
just like true. Stable like that all the time, no fluctuation, that's just
that harsh social political commentary coming out of Hawaii.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right,
do you know
I
what
suppose.
I mean? And like, who's the freshest artist in Singapore?
Oh, that guy, isn't it?
No, let me not say anything bad about Singapore. I might end up getting like arrested or something when I get there. It's a wonderful, wonderful place full of culture. But get in touch with us in the studio. Reveal has been asking, you know, we always like to address these burning issues
questions
in the show. Yeah, you know, life-changing issues.
So I've been just trying to ask people to hit me up, tell me what kind of ways you like to start your day. With me personally, it's that loud, hardcore hip-hop sound, just bass out some beats. What do you guys like doing? Just big up William, Sinead, Laura, Reza, Old Dirty, and Billy Banger on the retweets on Twitter, and big up the Iranian Twitter mafia that are always, that
he was
always
stalking
there,
you,
no
Loki. But shout out to Sinead Harnett as well, locked into show. We got Brandon, Tim, Joshua. Remember, you can reach us on Twitter at Foodbar Radio get through as well. And we have your emails coming through. So this one kind of bought. This makes me feel a bit sad, this email from Bobby.
I start the day by a pint of orange juice and tears. That makes me sad because it's not good grammatical use of a sentence.
But so it's not even about his emotional disposition. It's his grammar that's
and
upsetting
then he says,
you.
A pint of orange juice and tears, large always. And I end the day with a pint of vodka and orange and tears. Bobby,
you need
a bit of an intervention there, mate.
Bobby.
But
that's breaking my heart, Bobby.
It's become a bit of,
Maybe try it. Start with Reveal's technique of just blasting some hardcore hip hop first thing in the morning and see, like, that'll kickstart you in a whole next way. Bobby, man, that doesn't sound too good.
Unless it's someone
else's. But he's keeping
tears,
it real.
Which is even weirder, but.
That's even more harsh. But no, you're keeping it real, I guess. Like, hey, man. But let us know what is the best way to start the day. Coming up very soon, we're going to be speaking to our first guest of the open mic. He goes by the name of Luke Skies. He's going to be in the building. So hold tight. You're locked into Foodbar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and Reveal taking care of you till 6.
FUBAR Radio presents
Tom Brown and Hugh Joseph.
Fake names that people use, big stars use to check into hotels. Elton John's revealed some of his dirtiest, funny ones. We're going to try to book a massive star into the hotel under a fake name. And
we'd obviously want your best suite. What have you got there?
We have one bedroom apartment. We have two bedroom apartments.
Do you have three?
No, we don't.
We can't actually say who the person is. They do use a recurring name, which is Lady Stinky Boob, so...
Well, she will need to provide a passport on check-in.
What if they checked in under, maybe used my passport, so it just said something normal like Flank Dickenberg? Okay. Oh, I don't think she was into that one.
Every Tuesday...
Don Brown and Hugh Joseph.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Prime. Adrian Young, Royce the 5'9". DJ Premier. This song here was originally supposed to be done with my man Black Thought. Unfortunately, we lost a great man, Mr. Richard Nichols. R.I.P. To the legendary Roots crew, hold your head.
We love y'all, you know?
We all continue on. That's how life's supposed to be, and that's how we treat life. So...
One day, Reek gave me a call. He said, yo, that joint you did with Common, y'all still want to do a remix of that? By the way, shout to Common. Congratulations on that Oscar, my nigga. John Legend, big up. Word. I said, yeah, yeah. When you want to do that? He said, yo, I'll come over right now. Oh, yeah? Well, step inside the booth. Yo, Reek. Yo, Reek. It's go time. Wishing Part 2.
Yo, the voice of the announcer signing off. Salvador, a connoisseur of hot monologues. Rock mining off, living life not by the law. And I'm a product of that rock, Kim, God Allah. Forensic files, leaving them disemboweled. 87 style, they chant slimmer than Reverend Al or Kevin Lyles. Some friends of ours still be pelling vows off 11 now. They wishing you would, you probably better reconcile. The dark side of Tahuti rising to prominence. My crown's taller than Suleiman of the Ottomans. Wiser than Solomon, mobilizing a following. They try and give me the Nobel Prize for novelists. Peace to cats that rock Mac knowledge, knowledges, hood astrologists, illegal anesthesiologists. Yo, El Elefante, Belafonte, keep a regimen ready to give them hell if prime say. Yo, post-traumatic stress, I wear it as a family crest. A murder at its best, word that I manifest, causing cardiac arrest, Budapest to Mac arrest. My slang Bangladesh, my gang cameras X. I'm life after death, the last level next. Letting every other rapper know they better wear a vest. I'm pulling in 200,000 for appearances. I wrote a song about it, here it is. Yo, the creature, feature, searcher, preacher, teacher, torch, capture, rupture, rapture, reacher, the bleacher, heat, the feature, speak, the ether, sneak, the creeper, send no peace to meet ya. Can't nobody get with me, strong suits from Italy, chill, humility, what I'm all about, ability, yo. I wish a nigga would bring the hostility, though. You know how them boys from Philly be? I'm like Sinai, creeping through the air ducts, and I got a foul mouth. Tell them kids earmuffs. When I was in school, I was who to steer clear of. Smoking reefer in the bathroom, sipping Smirnoff. When it came time for the pictures in the yearbook, I was up in Paris like an American werewolf. Years later, yo, I'm an American hero versus evil like Deer Hoof. If I let the bear wolf, they don't recognize me when I'm shopping up in Bergdorf. They just know I'm flyer than a motherfucking airport. Therefore, they say I'm a sartorial gear whore. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ascots on the tailored suits. You artists throwing bands to radio like they made you you. I'm looking for artists on stages to throw tomatoes to. The way I act, you think I'm banned from radio, like Trader Truth. I don't really care, nigga, I'm getting in. I got a C63 V Twizzy Benz, I'm sitting in. Out, I don't give a fuck any DJ anywhere. I'll give him as a triple dare. I'll tie him to a swivel chair. I'll give him spins. I'll give him grins and count dividends. And ask around about them D-Town niggas that'll leave you with a concert full of dead fans and bloody merch. Smoking old ass silly, that's the color perp. You might wanna study first. Every verse lyrical but nutty first. Every verb and every word is like a speeding bullet about to chop your body in half while it's on the way to heaven like Kid Cudi shirt. Shit could be a hit, but it's gotta be muddy first. I rap with a sickness called Iraq, pistol pulling private. Chris, I think I got the gully curse. Underground, underrated, y'all keep digging for answers like the root to cancer. I keep turning primo beats into chemo treatments. I keep wigging like a hoop to Andrew. I'm clumsy when I shoot, oops, I bet your crew will scramble. I don't write for limelight, I shine the rhyme light down, then I produce a scandal on what your baby moms would do for cameras. I'm leaving everything from the marriage to a little coochie shambles. Your posse even get my bra where your posse will perish. Your posse will become the posse up there. I'm outlining all of their bodies in chalk, setting fire to them till the chocolate on top like chocolate eclairs. The outfit and jacket is Bell Staff. While we in the air, is Yahtzee on Lairs, and when we land, we on yachts and grazie to the nail staff. Mwah, kiss my ass, y'all can go to hell fast. I'm just ready for whatever hell brings. Focus, man. Getting closer to that real money like Gayle King, that's Oprah's friend. I think a nightmare instead of ruin your dreams. And I just went shopping in China, yeah, I flew with the team. Fuck a translator, I speak fluent cha-ching. Y'all holding shit down with a selfie stick. I'm flying some shit out of Harvey Nichols and Selfridges. Even when me and Shady was Abel and Kane, we worked our magic separate like Angel and Blaine. We came into this game with a navy like Baby and Wayne. Now every pair of glasses I have has a crazy insane Jazzy Faye gradient frame. The least most amazing vehicle I have is a lease, though it's a beast for 80 and change. Y'all trying to pick up Bieber and Drake fans. Not me, but I'm in the streets though, like a Canadian crane. To elaborate is to annihilate. Please don't make me explain. Come get your bitch before I make her smile. Before I perform a bunch of acts on it like Saturday Night Live, then take a bow.
like Kenan Thompson. I don't believe in nonsense. I don't got no felonies on my record. I just got a fleeing conscience. I'm just out here spending money like I'm being sponsored. I'm just on my Philly crime shit. My ice cold jacket.
That, of course, is Prime. Did you check that album, Rev?
Bad Boy album. Really, really enjoyed that album, man. Like, all the production, all the race stuff, and all the features they had on there were sick. Featured one of the best Jay Elec verses we got in a long time as well.
Yeah, no, that cut was a Wishing Part 2 featuring Black Thought as well. You a Black Thought fan?
Massive, massive. I just saw him tweeting today about he's trying to line up a new UK tour. Roots are one of the first
as the Roots or
live.
Just him, you mean?
Well, I think it was just him.
Okay.
But I would love to see him. So Black Thought, if you're out there, bruv, get down there quickly, man. He's top man, top man.
Yes, no, they're very, their live show is definitely super funky fresh. But yeah, check out that album, Miss Prime. That's Royce da 5'9" and DJ Premier. And yeah, that was a remix featuring Black Thought. You're locked into FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and this week I'm joined by guest co-host Reveal, standing in for Mice.
You go, yo.
And Reveal has been asking you some very important questions. Now, shouts out to Tim Joshua, locked into the show. He has a message for you, Revs. He says, it's not too late to embrace the native tongues.
No, don't get twisted, man. I'll defend that stuff. I'm all about the real hip-hop, so I'm all about the real hip-hop. What I mean is, personally, at home,
okay,
on my playlist,
yeah,
I might not jam out to those kind of tunes, but...
hold on. Are you saying that the native tongues is or isn't the real hip-hop?
It is. Undoubtedly. Okay. I would not even go there.
No.
I mean, in terms of personal preference, it's a bit too laid out, jazzy, maybe on a late night chilled one. But me, it's all about the lyrics. I need that vivid, lyrical,
oh, come on
harsh,
now. So you need that. So you change that from the lyrical to, you need the harsh, more slightly thugged out.
But you can get a balance.
Because like both like Tip and Fife, they've definitely like got some ill lyrics and tunes on their album. So you know, maybe you need to give it another listen. But I've never really looked at you as necessarily being representative of the typical Native Tongues fan.
Yeah.
I love some Native Tongues. Tim Joshua, you know about that. Let us know what you guys think. We've been asking you, well, Reveal has been asking you about like the best ways to start your day. Tim Joshua says, a bowl of porridge is all I need. That's a man after my own heart. I'm a porridge addict. So I relate to that. None of that nonsense. I don't eat like processed food.
Oh, you make it yourself, yeah?
Yeah.
What is porridge even made from? Oats, isn't it?
Yeah.
What exactly are oats again?
It's not made in a factory. What is porridge?
No, what is oats?
Oh, it's like a grain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like for me, I don't like eating like chemicals
and processed food
and junk food. I can't palate that stuff. So yeah, like oats, so simple. They just put a whole load of sugar in there and other crap and flavorings and nonsense that you don't need that is just going to bring you to an early grave. So I like to keep it all as wholesome as possible. So go on, Tim, with your start to the day. I'm feeling that. But what we have a few other messages.
Yeah, Paul hit us up to say he starts the day with his dog licking his face. I hope he means canine, and that's not slang for like my dog licking my face kind of thing.
That's definitely something you've not heard in a Mobb Deep tune.
No. That was the Lost Tapes.
Havoc's
allegations
tapes
against Prodigy notwithstanding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I'm not up on that gossip.
Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then...
Man, each to their own. Whatever works for you. But I've got to say, though, the dog licking your face to start the day, it sounds really positive compared to poor Bobby,
like dogs,
who hit us up earlier saying he starts his day with
tears
and vodka. Yeah.
I know, that sounded a bit like a cry for help, to be honest.
Maybe Bobby... Look, Bobby, we love you here at FUBAR. Maybe you should get a pet dog or a cat, Bobby. Bring some love into your life and
maybe
start
you guys
your day like that.
Maybe you guys can link up and your dogs can lick each other's faces and...
Everything could be wonderful. And everything could be wonderful.
Yeah.
But yeah, who else has hit us up?
Hexy hit us up to say that they start their day with a 10-mile run, some hot lemon water, then wake up from their dream and smash a bacon sandwich. Oh, Hexy, I was with you there. And then you got hit with a double whammy. Like, yeah, man, I don't eat pork, so I don't mess with a bacon sandwich. But it was all a dream. That one killed me, man.
Oh,
I was
Hexy.
Taking it serious.
I was
up
about
until
to
then.
Say, this is another person after my own heart, man. Because, like, for me, normally I start with I squeeze the oranges myself and then go and do, like, a hardcore swim and then I come back to have my porridge. But yeah, so no, Hexy's not about that. Hexy's selling me lies. I can't pallet the bacon either, man. No pork on my fork.
Yep, yep.
But yeah, feel free to keep the messages coming through to us in the studio. It's Sarah Love and Reveal. I nearly called you my Stiggy there. In the studio, taking care of you until six. We still have the open mic coming up, which features Luke Skies and Angel MC. That is going to be so live. I cannot wait to hear these guys. And next, stepping into the studio, we have Maverick Savor. So keep it locked to FUBA. But first, let's hit you off with some more UK flavour. This is the lovely Amy True. Are you up on Amy True,
yeah,
Reveal?
Of course, man.
Yeah, very talented young lady. And this track, again, is taken from the Real Talk Records compilation. Yeah. Go pick that up. It's super funky fresh. This is hip hop on FUBA.
The stars would fall.
You mustn't know the battles I fought before I made my way here. I'll make this clear, I never fear, I blow just like a cannon. I know it's weak to lose control of all emotions. I'm overdosing, I'm overflowing on these system shackles. I've had to tackle battle demons in my mental state, not disregarding people in my life that took my trust away. Your life, it fucks your brain, especially when you're high of pain. Drinking all your sorrows, trying to borrow pounds for food tomorrow. It wasn't always this way. Angel with dirty face, to say the least, the beast has always got his filthy mitts on you. Knowing that he's here and never scared is very beautiful. Never lose my vision on the mission that is critical, yeah. Holding the biblical, my instincts let me know the way. Stronger than the chemical, this music takes my breath away. Hanging by a thread and almost dead, but damn, I gotta say, music is my life is music, I will never stray. Support, come on, let's move this.
Was there for me, music.
definitely got a lot of time for that girl. Amy True, go search her out. She's very talented, and we've had her on a past show as well, so make sure you hit up the podcast at foodbarradio.com/hiphop. You can watch them all there. We've got all of our open mics, which we do every week, up on YouTube as well. Girl is like mad flight, and I didn't even know that she could like sing like that as well. So that track is beautiful. It's called Fallen is the name of that one. So yes,
you
check
know who
it
produced
out.
That?
I don't know who produced
sounded
it.
Sounded pretty dope, man. No, I was asking.
Oh yeah, you need to hit them up for some beats as well. Yeah. But no, you see, and right now it's hip. The sounds of hip hop on Foodbar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and Reveal is in for my Sticky this week. And right now we're joined by our very special guest, the one and only Maverick Saber.
Yes. Big up yourself.
What's going on? Everyone okay?
Yes, it is lovely to have you here.
Hey, thank you
for coming through, and some exotic accents in the studio
some
as well.
Some beautiful accents going on. You know what I mean?
We've got West London, North London, East London, yeah, and a bit further afield. But originally,
right.
you're London.
I'm a
born,
Londoner,
aren't you?
Yeah, I was born. My mum's born and bred in Hackney. My father's Irish. I was born in Stoke Newington, and when I was 4, moved over to Ireland and was raised in Ireland, and then came back here when I was 17, and I've been back here ever since now. So
okay,
so a Londoner with Irish blood, you know.
And then like, what was your like original start in music though? Like, where was what are your roots in music? Where do they come from?
Well, my father's a musician.
Okay.
And he brought me up, you know, he was wicked, right? He brought me up on blues, a lot of blues, a lot of traditional Irish folk music, which I was raised around, dabbling a bit of soul as well. And then when I was a kid, when I was 14, 15, I was an MC on the Irish hip hop scene. And that's what gave me, that's what kind of, you know, gave birth to my whole musical career, really. And I came back here when I was 17, and, you know, I was an MC starting, and I just was singing my choruses because I couldn't find anyone else in my little town to sing any of the choruses, you know. And then that's how the music developed from there, really.
Tell me about the Irish hip hop scene.
Is that man like Rera?
Yeah, of course. You know, classics, legends. Irish hip hop scene's a really beautiful thing. You know, there's a lot of talent that only recently now it's starting to get to move further in a mainstream sense, where people are now starting to appreciate the accents.
Okay.
Whereas before, hearing Irish accents on hip hop wasn't really taken in by the mainstream media and mainstream audience in Ireland for a long while, you know. And there's always been a real thorough scene, but yeah, there's a lot of talent in the Irish hip hop scene, man.
Because I guess like we've had that same story in the in England as well, like where it took a long time for people to have that confidence, well, to find their own voice, isn't it, in hip hop.
And I think UK hip hop, from my perspective, UK hip hop had an effect on Irish people as well.
Okay,
you know, we as a Irish hip hop MC and being brought up in that. UK hip hop was a massive influence, and you know, having a mainstream audience breaking their ears down to hearing an English accent spitting was not half the way there, but was almost like, all right, it broke a little bit of a wall down, you know, because we were so Americanized for so long, you know. So yeah, it's slowly but surely people are coming around to it, you know, and there's a lot of beautiful talent there, so it'd be a shame for it not to get heard.
Well, that's originally where the Americans get their accent from, is you guys, isn't it?
Exactly.
So really they're just biting you,
exactly.
And then
it's a beautiful
Irish
circle.
Biting, no,
it's a beautiful circle.
No, but I think definitely for us as well, like, you know, English people, just to hear your groups like London Posse or whatever rapping in the UK accent, like that big step, like in terms of
it's
the evolution
about, it's
the of
identity.
Our scene.
It's that identity, man, and like that's what I like when it's like you're saying, like with the accent in the Irish hip hop scene and that, and that's what I think it's all about when it comes full circle and people they start to appreciate like where it comes from and not trying to look somewhere else. I think Chester P always says this thing about, it's always like with the US thing, it's like looking at someone else's garden and saying what a beautiful garden they've got, but then ignoring the garden that you have just behind your own garden. I think with the whole UK thing, it's good the way it's going recently. There is a lot of link ups, and I love the regional accent thing, like
I
in
love
the
it.
UK
love
and
it. Here in Brom, lads, Manchester, everyone,
I
like that.
That's the big thing, and I think.
And you know, they say in the UK, the accent changes every 25 miles.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Isn't that deep? But it's to do with like our history of invasion for thousands of years in the UK, because you have like the Vikings, the Normans, the Romans, all these people coming into the UK. So that's why you have such an extreme accent from, like, because when you think Scouse and like Geordie, they're not even far away. There's not that many miles, but like the accents are mad different. But I love it. So I want to hear more of that. Shout out to
everyone. I think there's a real beauty in honesty, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing for
when
sure.
When you hear a real honesty coming through with a voice, and you know, it's yeah, it's powerful.
It resonates.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
And I think now because you're not so much known for like rapping necessarily nowadays,
no,
are
no,
you?
No,
and the thing.
No.
So I think like again, you've got a very like distinctive sound to your voice. And really, when you think of the most successful singers in the history of popular music, there are all these artists where straight away you know that's Whitney Houston, straight away you know it's Barry White kind of thing.
Yeah,
so
really.
I think many people straight away they know it's you when they hear your
tone,
track.
Yeah, yeah.
It's slightly different to Barry White's tone.
Yeah.
But you know, no, but it's still absolutely lovely. But then how did that whole like transition then going into sort of exploring more of the singing side of things, if you're saying like hip hop was such a big part of your beginnings?
Really, hip hop brought me out musically. It wasn't the origin of what I got influenced by. You know, my father's music was my you know that would, a lot of blues really, and trad Irish stuff was really, you know, what got me writing when I was a kid. So I was singing before anything, but hip hop brought me forward as a writer. You know, and hip hop really brought stories out of me that I wasn't able to, you know, write down before writing songs. You know, and then yeah, over the time, hip hop brought out the singing side of me even more so. And you know, I got into jazz through hip hop. I got into more soul. I was experiencing new music from sampling, from making my own beats, and that just brought more musical sides out of me than I had seen before, you know.
And when you say you got into soul, like what kind of artists are you talking about when you say soul? Because you see, like nowadays, it's like when you say soul music, there's so many different, I guess it's the same with hip hop too, you know, like when I often meet people and I'm like, yeah, I'm a DJ, what kind of music do you play? Hip hop. And then it's like, nowadays you got to kind of really break down what you mean when you say a hip hop DJ, whereas in the bars, hip hop, you understood what that meant, kind of thing. And in many ways it's the same thing with soul. As soon as you had that emergence of the term like neo soul and stuff and everything, so that's why when you're saying soul, I'm wondering, well, what kind of artists are you
soul
talking about?
Soul for me, that, you know, that influenced me earlier on with stuff like Marvin Gaye, Otis Redding.
Marvin is one of my all time favourite artists.
Yeah, Bobby Womack, Nina Simone, Ella Fitzgerald, that kind of, you know, strong vocalist, that always captured me. You know?
Yeah, oh my God, those are some of like the most iconic, like amazing singers of all time. Those are proper singers.
Yeah, of course, and you know what, there was, I watched a Nina Simone documentary recently, and she said, you see that? And she said it was, this might not be the correct quote, but she said, you know, it's our duty as musicians to speak on the times. And for me, all them artists there, you know, it wasn't just a voice. The voice represented a message behind what they were speaking about. And for me, that captured me even more so.
That's,
you know,
what I'm always saying. No, Nina Simone's definitely a big part of my life. My mum worked with Nina Simone at one time, kind of thing. But, you know, being such a troubled person, you know, you just feel that fire in her belly come through the music. And I'm just so much a fan of people using the platform they have for a greater cause rather than just like a egotistical message and things like that. I think it's important. And those are the people that really leave the lasting mark as well,
isn't it? Yeah, of course. I think music's a blessing, you know, a real blessing. And I think we'd be, you know, it comes with great responsibility. You know, we've got 3-4 minutes in a kid's ears on the way to school, on a mum and dad's ears on the way to walk, on the train. Like, what do you want to say to someone if you have that time in their space? You know, how can you affect? Do you want to leave a positive impact? Do you want to leave nothing? Or do you want to leave something negative? You know,
that's deep, man. I think a lot of people don't really think like that, man. You know, like, you got a bigger man up for thinking like that, especially like in the industry.
I love it.
Like, that's real, man. That's that, going back to the honesty thing. That's where it comes across in your music as well. You know, like, it's sincere, man. And like, I think just today, like, everything's so manufactured and the industry is refreshing when someone's just speaking their mind, speaking their heart. And
but
like,
I
they
think
do
so
have
many
a responsibility.
People, yeah, nowadays feel that it's because we just, there's so much emphasis on this like X factor kind of get rich quick overnight success thing. Like, people don't necessarily, they're not having enough of those examples of like how you graft and the lineage that it takes
this,
to
conversation
achieve.
Conversation with someone, and they were sort of saying like, so and so pop artist, they smacked it, they got in there for a year and now they're out, they never have to make music again. And it was right around the time we lost David Bowie, and I was thinking about it like, man, you know, think about making your money from music in a year, or think about leaving this musical legacy for decades, if not centuries to come. And it's like something's been lost along the way. But with all of this sort of industry commodification, it's refreshing to see artists like yourself that still hold to those central values and that. And I've got to big you up for that, man.
But I think that there's a change happening, you know, in music. There's a change. I can feel it, you know. I think if you give people McDonald's for years and years, right, the first couple of them taste good, yeah. But after a while, you're going to be desperate for an apple. Like, you're going to be desperate for some fruit and veg, you know. And I think people have been, you know, we've been starved of honesty and truthfulness in music for a long while. And I think it's one of the last tools as people that we have left that, you know that we can actually use to change something.
Mm. You know, so. And you know what? I was hearing about a study recently that was saying how music is probably actually existed longer than human beings have had the physical anatomy to be able to speak. So it's like music is such an ancient thing in the human experience. It's like even precedes language and everything, you know, which makes a lot of sense. So I think that's a lot of the reason of why, you know, you can hear a piece of music and it can make you want to cry. It can change your day and make you...
Not to get like too deep or nothing, but in Islam, that's why they believe, they say that it's directly related to the vibration of emotion. That's why you have to be so careful around it. Yeah. So it's kind of like the way it can affect you, directly affects you on the emotional without words. That's where the power of it, I think, comes from as well. Like,
I'm so happy to hear that, like, you know, that's a lot of the essence of what is inspiring your music. And you've been collaborating with some like really interesting array of artists as well, including people like Joey Badass.
Yeah
How did that come about?
That was all thanks to social media, to be honest. Someone played me his Survival Tactics song. Friend of mine, that was the first thing I ever heard, and he was a kid at the time, and I downloaded his 1999 mixtape, and he had some Lewis Parker beats.
Hard knock, bad.
And I'd actually written over them like 2 years previous. So to hear a New York MC on that, I was like, all right. Downloaded it, and then he posted up lyrics to one of my songs on his Twitter. Started talking, and we met for the first time on stage when he was 18, and we performed a tune called My Youth down at the 100 Club. And and then we've just had a friendship ever since then. When I go to New York, we link up. When he comes here, we link up, and we've made music together. And it's more than music. It's a brother love, you know.
Oh,
see, that's refreshing, man. You know, like sometimes it's like you look at the way things go in like the music industry, and it's like you're saying, everyone's like this X factor kind of thing, and everyone's rushing to get to this point. And then when they get to this point where they get past a certain point, they just make this generic, watered down, all sounds the same music, but I'm all about like these kind of collaborations that you're saying that can happen, and it's good to see that like you're actually using the power for good, for want of a better term. 100%, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it'd be like, wasting it if we want, you know, wasting it. And collaboration wise, I like to, you know, collaborate with people I connect with, you know, because it's like, you know, it's a special thing making music, you know, and you will end up making generic music if you have no love or connection with anybody that you're making the music with. So,
and it's a privilege too.
Of course, massively.
Yeah,
massively.
And so, like my dad says, you do a job you love, you don't work a day in your life.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So what an amazing job to be able to do, making music with your homeboys.
Exactly.
So, you know, I was like, let's definitely play the people some of your sounds today. Of course, they got to hear this track. This is your tune with Joey Badass. So get locked into this. It's Food Bar Radio. We've got Maverick Sabre in the studio.
You better duck. Crush your luck. Time's up. What the? Alright, let's get it. One time, let's spit it.
Two blues and black shoes and a drop by me slow cruising. No clues and there's been no shooting. No proof and there ain't no proof. I just got to breathe. And someone watching me. Yeah, they won't let me be. So they stop and they search for my ID. And did you even know we could change this? Brothers running around me and racist. How'd you tell a man to behave when you're pushing him around on the pavement? And did you even know we could change this? Brothers running around me and racist. How'd you tell a man to behave when you're pushing him around on the pavement? Even though these days they seem to haunt you, there's many more to change and you try. We don't wanna be, we're not gonna be. We don't wanna be.
about it, what you think of me? Asking me my name and the rise to me. I got a bag on me, another thing in it. Brother, overstand economics. I got to read my tell me. Well, I can begin every. Running out the alley in a panic, don't pretend it's easy, even never grab it. I ain't vanished, but the TV was a problem. No IPC, ID to solve it. Turn down the volume. No love, no hurt, just thoughts and aura. First the TV was a problem. No IPC, ID to solve it. Turn down the volume. No love, no hug, just thoughts and aura. And even though these days they seem to haunt you, there's many more to change. And you try, and you try, and you try.
They shootin', I made the books. I'm a slave to the page that the times took. Babylon, how my mind shook. Made one force move, court reaching for the wrong book. And that's just the way it's set up. They left us on the lesser end of best luck. It's messed up, we against the odds against us. The bad blood tied back to my ancestor. Triple great grand, I can feel your pain. Judged by the jury, won't wear my chain. Judge Judy, know what man should have that power. Even Reagan overdosed with his own powder. Ain't no country for wise men. Every day I look up at this whole horizon. Now the army's arriving. If it's all surprise, and maybe if we unified, we could survive.
We're not gonna be
saved by madness.
We don't wanna be
insane.
We're not gonna be
trapped by disaster.
We don't wanna be
insane.
We're not gonna be
saved by madness.
You span quite a few different sounds.
Yeah, of course. Like, I'm influenced by a massive amount of different styles of music, you know. So I like to have fun with it and convey that in the music that I make.
Yes, right now you're locked into Foobar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and we've got Reveal in for My Stiggy this week. And we're joined by a very special guest, Maverick Sabre, right now in the studio. That was a track featuring Joey Badass. How did that record come out?
How was it made?
Like, oh, well, yeah, that's, I wanted to know about like your music making process as well, but I mean, like, how was it, what did it come out as? Was that just
That came out as like a single, I suppose, off just to, we put it out there before we started releasing anything major off my second album, Understanding. We shot a little video for it when Joy was over in London.
What year was that?
That was about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. Shot that, I think about a year and a half ago we shot that, and we made it about 2 years ago, and we made it in London as well in a studio in Hoxton. So it was all kind of created in London. So it was nice, man.
And then the music behind it side, like, how do you go? How does that work?
The music behind it is a very close friend of mine, a great producer called New Machine.
Okay, I don't know about New Machine.
And I've been working with him for a couple of years, and you know, that's just a kind of a reflection of how varied his styles are as well. And he played everything on that record.
I was going to say, is it actually live instruments? Yeah?
Yeah, he played everything on that record. So so big up New Machine, killed it on that.
What other producers and MCs are you feeling?
Producer-wise, you know, there's Jimmy Hogarth, a producer that I worked with on this album. A guy called Dan Radcliffe, it goes under the name of Utters, who I worked on this record with, and I did a load of songs with him on my first album. I suppose musician, there's a lot. I really respect what's going on with Graeme now and the Rebirth, and you know, and, I've got a lot of respect for Skeptors and you know, and Stormzy's right now, because I'm happy to see, like, you know, not trying to be anything, and really, you know, like we were speaking about earlier on about the truthful and honesty side of things, you know, and that's really, you know, I think hitting home with people. People are really connecting with it.
No, I was just gonna say, and the other, I mean, the cool thing that's happening with Grime right now is like how, because I really, when I go to the States, I don't really feel that there's anything like new, you know, and exciting that's happening, like a real kind of grassroots movement. Although I do, like, I think the industry has kind of like got its claws into the grime scene, like they're making sure that they're ready to like feed off it too, kind of thing. But you know, it is truly like a grassroots, like UK movement, you know, sort of thing. And they're, you know, the Americans, they're being like, they're feeding off of it too.
Every time I go to America recently, their same names are popping up, Stormzy, Skeptors, like that weren't popping up before, you know. So there's definitely a connection being made there, you know.
And did you see Stormzy tweeted this thing the other day where he was like, on his last release, I think, Shut Up, the artwork for it is actually for Wicked Skengman. And then he was like, I didn't notice I'd put the wrong artwork on my single on iTunes until now. And that's how you know it's not this industry filtered, like, board of directors checking out the artwork. It's just man putting out music, and it's that connection thing again.
I guess in a way, that's kind of how Kanye's operation is working right now as well. It's just like off the cuff. Did you see?
But it's good. You feel that though. I like that. I like that.
Did you see someone put about Kanye's album cover? They put, that's what happens when your trial of Photoshop runs out and you have to go to MS Point and paint.
It's a, people are pretty cold-blooded. He's an easy target, isn't he? But did you hear that 30 Hours track, the Kanye record?
I haven't heard that, no. I haven't heard it. The last thing, the most recent thing I heard from Kanye was the Kanye Kendrick.
No More Parties.
Yeah. I was feeling that.
And that was produced by Madlib. Are you up on any of those?
Oh, wow. Right. I didn't realise Madlib produced
Apparently
that.
Apparently he gave him 6 beat CDs for The Life of Pablo, and that's the only tune that Kanye used. And he left off the original track list, because he tweeted this 7-track track list and then he tweeted the 17-track track list and he put it back on there. So it's like 5 more beats of Madlib CDs just went, like,
I'm glad that the mainstream audience are hearing more Madlib. That's always a beautiful thing.
But this is why I do have respect for, as much as the dude can bug me sometimes as well, kind of thing. This is why I do have a lot of respect for Kanye, because you know, he's keeping his eye out on producers like Kareem Riggins, like Madlib, and you know, he's brave enough to bring that sound. Like, he could have easily just gone for the same kind of 808's heartbeat like type sound as something that's predictable and safe, sort of thing.
Of course.
But you know, I guess he's got nothing to lose. He might as well. Just like go,
there's a slight controversy over one of the gospel loops he used that's previously been used by Budgie, and it's been published, and Kanye's people have heard it, and the same loop's just
the whole album. That's the story that I'm hearing with the whole album, because I just think, because like we're saying, he's just randomly chucking things up on SoundCloud left, right, and centre without like things being cross-checked properly and stuff. But
his team must be having a little nightmare behind the whole thing,
like sweating bullets right now. But yes, it is Hip Hop on FUBAR Radio right now with myself, Sarah Love. Reveal is in for my Stiggy this week, and we've got the main man, Maverick Sabar, with us in the studio. Every week we have an open mic live on the show, and I believe we have all of our MCs in the building, and who knows, maybe we can like sweet talk Maverick if you like, do us some hardcore tweets on at FUBAR Radio. We can convince him. No, have you heard of a singer called Greg Blackman?
No,
Greg, he's super fresh. So we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago. He's definitely. Greg, I think you'd be feeling his vibe, yeah. But he did a lovely freestyle for us on the show. But yeah, we've just got so many ill guests that we've had through over the last weeks, including Chuck D, Big Daddy Kane. We've had Talib Kweli on the show. Okay. So make sure you hit up foobarradio.com/hiphop and get involved with those podcasts. Coming up right after this, we are going to be getting into some open mic action. And every week on the show, we also have it's a very important section, a very British section, which is called Are You Taking the Piss?
Okay.
So
I like the sound of that.
Because you know, we've all got something where we're like, this week, you're just kind of like, seriously, are you taking the piss? So remember to hit us up at hiphop@foobarradio.com with your shouts for this week. But first, let's get into some Guilty Simpson. Then we're going to be welcoming into the studio Luke Skies and Angel MC for this week's open mic. It's FUBAR!
11 and no husband. 16 and knocked up, wasn't the smartest decision to make, but a chance young Terry was willing to take. Treading on troubled waters and witnessed it break. Her son's on the way, by that time she's living in the Michigan State. Wait, a whole nother world, young black girl, doing everything it takes, righting the ship and correcting her mistake. All the while she keep a thirsty man out of her face. Made it happen by herself. Pops was long gone, she didn't have help. Pops was long gone, she didn't have wealth. We had each other, a young son and a single mother. Damn, past was a blessing. Even though I know it's no time like the present. Even though I know it's no prize like the present. I present another life lesson. Yeah, now put your hands in the sky and watch me testify to my life without a lie. Yeah. Now I'm current with the chapters, making my way as an underground rapper, doing what I have to, leave something after. Food for the fam while my jersey's in the rafters. Used to be a bastard, now I got a wife, living my life in the greenest pastures. I seen disaster, but now I'm on a mission. No time to listen and laugh with these comedic actors. So keep your laughter, stone face, doing my shows on the road, getting mo cake. Solo shit in group, so I rotate. I gotta get it, cause fam, these bills just won't wait. I make it happen by myself. Dreams are long gone, cause sleeping won't help. Dreams are long gone, I'm going for the wealth to help the others before they leave me buried under. Damn, each day I keep pressing. Even though I know it's no time like the present. Even though I know it's no prize like the present. I present
Angel will take the
another life lesson.
She's like, don't worry about it.
You hear them chatting away. It's the sounds of Fubar Radio. That was Guilty Simpson. The track is called Testify, produced by Catalyst. This is Sarah Love. We take care of you every Monday 4 until 6 p.m. right here. Make sure you lock in at FubarRadio.com. And every week, to our regular listeners, you know that we handpick some very talented MCs that we bring through to the studio for the open mic. And this week we have one and only Luke Skies and Angel MC in the studio. Jeez. How are you doing, guys?
What's up?
Yes, cool, is lovely to have you here. Luke!
How you doing?
I'm doing very right. good. The last time I Long saw time. You, I bumped into you and your friend in a club, and your friend was trying to chirps me, and then he didn't like it.
Hashtag
he didn't
exposure.
Like it.
Where was
Sarah's
this? Where
not
was this,
having
Sarah?
It.
Smash. So who was this?
I can't even remember the guy's name, but he had dreadlocks. And then and he didn't like the conversation, the answers that I was giving him in the conversation. Yeah, he was trying to get all spiritual and school me about African history, and he didn't like the answers that I had for him.
Oh my God.
He couldn't take it when I won't give him his number. But it's lovely to see you.
That's one of my close friends as well. That's
I know.
Funny.
No,
that
tell him big
like,
up.
Like no,
it was a very interesting conversation, you know, just about me, African yeah. history and the Jiggy Club. But but it was lovely. That was the last time I saw you, I think.
That's jokes,
and
that's jokes.
What have you been up to? Because you've been busy making music, haven't you?
I'm working on it. EP,
come closer
right?
to the microphone, please, because I want everyone to hear your lovely voice.
Nice.
Yes, yes. You've been
working on an EP right now. I'm just, I was saying to the lady out there, I've forgotten her name now.
Oh
my God, that's terrible.
That's a your key
mate's,
name to
your
remember.
Your mate's traps so in Sarah. Okay. Your
so bad.
It's not going down well, lads.
No, please, I need to know her name now, because I can't say her name. Please,
you do realise you'll never be invited
back. Tell me now.
Her name is Nat.
Nat, of course, how could I ever forget? Nat.
You're
Natalie,
never coming back
Natalie.
Here, so you better shine right now on this open mic, okay? This is the
I'm
only
sorry,
way you're going to be
she's
able to rectify things.
She's giving me like the evil eye through the window, but I got love for Natalie. So yeah, so I was saying to Nat, I'm working on an EP, but it's like the ground roots, do you know what I mean? So just like getting the production ready and like, yeah, doing all of that good stuff and kind of putting down ideas.
Who are you collaborating with on that? Anybody with the meat on the beats
really?
Or anything like
nah,
that?
No, I mean, I'm working with a dude called Io. I mean, there's so many Ios out there, so it might get confused with Io who I've worked with in the past, and it's not that Io, so it's another Io.
Okay.
And then yeah, a few other people that yeah, just kind of like people I'm rating. They're not really in the scene per se where everybody knows them.
Mm.
A couple of singers that like I'll go there. So for example, like before I'll go to a studio and if someone was there that was an artist, I'd be like, oh, who is he? Yeah, this is my time. Now if I see someone as an artist and they're a singer or
strike while the iron is hot,
I'll be like, jam, bam, jump in. Yeah, I mean if I'm feeling what they're doing. So kind of
very cool. Yeah, well, make sure you send me the music so then we can get to showcase it to all the listeners.
Caught that Empires thing you dropped with. rock on SB not too long ago, So that was pretty cool, man.
Safe, bro. Yeah, so, that was nice.
Yeah, and we'll be sharing all your links and everything after the open mic. And we're also joined by like one of my favourite ladies in London right now, Angel MC. How lovely to have you here.
Hello.
And this is actually the second time you've been through to the Foo Bar Studios. But a few weeks back, we had Shady on the show, who you're often collaborating with.
Yeah. Lyrically Aren't Challenged. You? Shady's yes. actually got an album out right now, Figure of Speech, so check that out, man. Lyrically Challenged doing big, big things from day, man.
Like, yes, but right now it's all about Angel MC. For the people who aren't familiar, like, give them a little bit of your background. Like, where are you? What are you all about, my lady?
I'm about loads of different things. I like spoken word and I also like hip hop. So both have been an equal love for me. And I also love producing events. So it's been a lot, but my main focus, I feel, has been producing events and bringing artists together and collaboration. So my next biggest thing I'm working on is this sixth birthday for Lyrically Challenged. And we have our party at Passing Clouds this Saturday, which is really exciting. I can't believe it's been 6 years. It's been such a life-changing journey for me, and it's brought so many people together, and it's just so humbling to see all the artists that have been part of it.
And you've this got Saturday, another, sorry.
Yeah, this Saturday, Passing Clouds, the 20th.
That's in Hackney. And you've got another friend of the show performing at the this party on Saturday as well. Chester P's performing, right?
Chester P's going to be doing stuff from his new album with a live band, which is going to be totally awesome. Aya Marah, she's going to be performing with a guitarist doing some acoustic stuff, which is really exciting. We were just together in Goa, and Daniel Waples, who's this like incredible hang player, also met him in Goa, so he's coming too. So it's great, connected with all these incredible artists. And
I just think Lyrically Challenged is such a cool hub because there's so many different artists that you bring into the fold and everything. Like, what are the links where people can like check out what you guys are up to?
Mainly check out on our Facebook page, which is Lyrically Challenged UK, at Twitter, LC Collective UK, and just come and check us out. Live is the most exciting thing, and we're developing our YouTube channel this year, so look out for lots of videos. That's going to be our main focus.
And I'm looking forward to eventually the Channel 4 documentary that you invited me to be part of with you guys as well to come out. But hey, we'll keep everyone pending on that one.
It's done. We're waiting for the grading.
I can't wait to see it.
I bumped into the producer, so yeah, we're just waiting for the grading. But, you know, as I said to her, it's a brand new thing. Lots of stuff about men in hip-hop have happened, but stuff about women in hip-hop and having that sort of platform on mainstream media isn't something that happens every day. So it's like a mountain that's never had grass trodden on it before. So it takes longer to blaze the trail. Mm. So it might just take us a bit longer than it took others.
Yeah, but we're getting there, and it's going to be so ill. But you guys are going to hold things down for us on this week's open mic. Are you ready to rip? Yeah,
of course.
And the building is full of like vocalists. We got Reveal, who's been co-hosting me. Thank you so much for holding me down today.
I've always been known as a
today.
Vocalist, you know.
You're one of those hardcore Reveal, vocalists.
About to do a duet.
Gangster vocalist. No, but who knows? Maybe Reveal will get involved. Who knows? Maybe Maverick Zone will get involved. No pressure, guys. No pressure at all. No, honestly, no pressure. Right about now, are you guys ready to rip?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's set things off a little bit like this. Okay, I don't know who wants to go first. Okay,
go, bro.
Okay, Luke, you go first. Let's see how you get down. Yeah. This is Foo Bar Radio. Yeah. It's open mic time. Let's go.
Luke Skies, Foo Bar Radio, 2016. Listen, black ball in the kit ain't gonna silence the man. I got a semi-automatic voice to silence your gang and redirect your boys to vote or say something to inspire a man. Women and children from Stonebridge to Kilburn, my pilgrims trying to trace their steps right back to some real shit. Youths all think they're rebellious, but they're playing into the hands of some evil elders. Now we killing ourselves, we don't need no help shit. So what's really gangster, fam? We used to think it was skanks and length scales used for bagging grams. Now it's online Instagram to me. Gangsters and Kruma and Biko, Lumumba, not Nino. These men are still gassed off Pacino, getting religious over offside rules and ball free throws. And that's all distractions, and we know. Now I ain't saying don't enjoy the game, don't ignore the pain. I don't sport a chain, I think I feel the way. You ain't gotta run DMC walk this way. If you ain't feeling me fine, like Jigga said, it don't cost you a dime to pay me no mind. I'm frying bigger fish, shout out to bigger fish. Stay articulate, AR fifth in it. Spray hard synonyms, just for you to talk best shit
on the internet saying Doc's got a big forehead, you ignorant prick. While he stacks peas, you're beating your dick again. Your mum opened your door, you're trying to play innocent, and I don't want to come across ignorant. But pay respect where respect's due. Check me, I check you. Love to the listeners, the anger's my chimp again. Trying to tame him, but the flow's getting vinegar. That's just the ego, dead that. Let's meditate and ascend to higher heights till we levitate. The love's key, find there, penetrate. This ain't no facade, no fakeness, ain't being funny. Ain't no facade, no fakeness, ain't being funny. You see me, I see you, blood, Jake Sully. Yeah, we avatars with mad stamina. Don't believe the hype filmed on the camera. History's told by the victors, remember this, we're all black. Fuck
yeah. Luke Skies. Okay, Angel.
Yeah.
Represent for the ladies. Show them how it gets down.
All right. Yeah. Twisting in the illusion, the mind's a smoke screen. What's real amongst the confusion? Delusions of our own making. Days and years we be creating, yet to ourselves we're lying and faking. Seeing what we want to see, live the life that we believe. Losing hours, slipping through days in the daydream haze. I'm present in the present, losing lives, gifts and presents. Hell is the sentence, wanna be saved. Pray to the God we don't believe in most days. Working 9 to 5, commercial slaves. Smiles on the outside while the heart breaks. Road creak, concrete, suffocates your dreams with grey, just so we can fast on our pace. Chat on MSN, never seen a face. Wires, numbers, hearts, they boards. Machine do chores while we separate with gates and locks. Love hides in the shadows. Happiness with designer clothes, or so it seems. DMT, nightly released from dreams. But the readings on this mystic land we don't receive. We're taught to remember what the teacher teach. Not much to reach to our youth who see through the system but aren't given tools to escape this. So they kill each other in the ghetto as a pain expression. And cutbacks, cut back a career beyond crack shot us, so we gotta fight back. Find new ways to get money for the streets, cause revolution isn't beyond reach. Gotta slow down, listen to breath, skin to skin, eye to eye, time to connect, inner self reflect, gather love and compassion, wisdom, then to our world project. Love, passion, wisdom, to our world project.
I know this ain't dramatized. The shivers you get that flow down your spine, that came from your head, your soul's alkalized. You heard God's frequency, realign. You blaze on the pith and ignore the signs. You ride waves, get licked to endure the times, right? At times you feel benign, and other times the line is drawn. Your mind is torn and eyes get torn, and lions roar. The giant force of darkness lies in wait to strike a chord. This war in a place vilified for your light, and praise for the depraved emotions you hide. And you ain't gotta hide them, cause life is fucked. In a cycle of darkness I might give up, or I might plant a seed and guard my tree, cause arguably my weapon's hard to see. And if you all felt the same, a lot would change, man. This holographic world would just melt away. The bills, the stress, the debts that you're forced to pay. You could drop all of it and walk away.
Walk away. You could take it then walk away. Yeah, you could take it, walk away. Oh, you could take it.
When
I wake, I meditate. Connect my wisdom for the day. A plaster to my pain. Heart beats a smile to my face. There's no challenge I can face. Barriers I break. Only I can be my change. I contemplate our collective fate. Gotta do my best, cause there's so much at stake. I absorb the auras from the trees. Hug with the frequencies. Compensate freely. Visualize peace. Inspiration feeds my passion. I'm finally becoming who I've always wanted to be. Focus, attention, dreams. Manifesting, learning my lessons. Progressing, counting my blessings. Fight my demons. Finally stepping out of depression. Life's constantly testing. I determined to transform hurting into mission and purpose, like work and service, love for Mother Earth. Let's all share equal, cause we are one love people. Here on FUBA Radio, this is how we go. We're spitting from the soul when it's gold bars.
Sick as the British, sick of the wicked and spitting, sicker than kissing syphilis chicks, and then spitting the lyric, twisted and sadistic, inflicted in sickness. Riddle me this, how you figure you'd ever be big as this click. Too many skills to get through in a single sitting. Either I bow to your favourite rapper, or I'm in a click with him. Sick rhythm before you step, be certain. Catch you while you sleeping, make you bleed in your bed like a virgin. Ain't an old brand, same time I ain't getting young. And double peeping, getting fun since phone calls was 07-1. Heard a lot of flows, but never one better than Revs as one. Phases never set to stun, and this is how the West was run. Better gun, get a gun, make sure that your vest is on. Sick of these wannabes who claim things that they never done. They go on tongue, you can bet it's a deceptive con. Cause soon as their friends is gone, they be dressing in leather thongs. You do with bait, funny guys, I do with mate. Money guys on the grind, overnight won't stop till the sun arise. To summarise, they never seen a gun in their life. I see brothers get one in the eye, or bun in
and untie. When you see me coming, run for your life or run for your knife. We burst strapped with more heat than the summertime. My people in cages and slaves, laying in graves. Every day we raising the stakes in the game that we play for the sake of making a change or making a name. Cause ain't a fate I'd hate more than fading away. But only time will tell if the rhymes prevail. If crime prevails, it's back to flinging white on scales. Life is like a trifle in hell. Ain't a nucleus, don't wanna spend my life in a hell. F it, I might as well, we're living in our own little cell. I know a robber shop did rubber cause he owed him a cell. Going to hell is something that I never done feared. Cause I've done been living in hell for 30 odd years. Never take for granted things that happen in the present. Tomorrow isn't promised, it could vanish in a second. As an adolescent, wasn't thinking where I was heading. Robbing stores, shutting doors, king whores with no protection. Never thinking about infections or getting them pregnant. Before I bust, I pulled my cock back, automatic weapons. Certain Jezebels dealt with lies and deceptions. Only opened my third eye, tightened my mind's perception. Now I strive for perfection and look at life as a lesson on the real. Put my life on the line for my best friend.
Oh,
Bill. Yeah.
Say what?
They got me in disguise. Jeez.
It's been too long. Long in the city. Oh. And mother, don't cry, no. Cause I don't need none of your pity. Said it's been too long, too long in the city. Say, and mother, don't cry. Cause I don't need your pity.
Nice.
I got lost in paradox, I'm conflicted. Non-prescriptive, nondescript with liquid. Got me thinking different, wishing I was just a simple kid that listened to what the teacher told me. Cause it's easy to conform, and ignorance is bliss when you're on tour. These chicks are hide their pain with their contour. How am I gonna procreate when I'm not sure? Who the F I'm, ooh. I know the enemy got money off sure, right behind a locked door. When you know too much, the pain is a deep cut. Ain't gonna heal till I speak up. Cause you all got the lockjaw. But tell me where you gonna run when it pops off, huh? Or when they bring it to your front door, or to the back, sneak attack, you'll be done for. Cut.
Yeah. I want to say big up Boroughs United first. These bars are from yesterday. Got really inspired. Hackney Empire, massive showcase. Really good to see the youth. It's like too many shots popping off on our blocks. Youth in coffins where their bodies rot. This has got to stop. How many more youths? How many more lives lost before we open our eyes? Wars on our streets over peas, over postcode. Certain areas are no go. Get killed, good to who you know. Can't walk moms to the shop because you're stepping on another's block. Risk getting shot. What's up? How many more families have to be ravaged in pain? Only memory. Is their child's name? It's insane. All these wars, there's no gain. How do we find an end to this? Don't want another youth's name on a dead person's list. There's no funding for the youth clubs in our communities. While our MPs ain't on bus, they got a fresh Bentley. While we're on the blocks, having fights, shooting Browns and the whites. We're locked down how the government likes.
Angel Yo. MC.
Check it.
Reveal Yo. Poison.
Yo.
Fubar Radio. What?
Check it. Yo. 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 And these youths are born as pure seeds, but all the crap they fed off made them grow twisted like they form trees. The ghetto rooted them in rotten ways and now they won't leave. Living fast, no knowledge of the past, how can they proceed? All they wanna do is make cells and spend all the peas. The same cells that knock them, of course, like stormy seas. There's no love, just allegiances form awkwardly. Young as an older, sergeants and soldiers, leaders and orderlies. Streets are all diseases, secrets treated like it's all a dream. Always talk of change, but that's all talk and talk is cheap. What have they done to make actual changes? I help shape my hood like council estate bricks. Show by example, I stay awake, performed live. They don't change the way, then these youngers could all die. Tell them attend to business like they part of a conference. Trying to help them escape like the crazed Charlie Brunson.
Oh, that's the sounds of Fubar Radio. Open mic business every week right here, FubarRadio.com, 4 till 6 p.m. Mondays. That was the sounds of Luke Skies, Angel MC, Reveal, and our special guest Maverick Sabre. Managed to even get some dulcet tones from him too. That was super ill, people. Thank you. That was really
lovely.
Yeah,
man. Big
so
up
much.
All of you lot for coming down. And boy, I'm the guest host, innit? Yeah, so that.
Rev just came
I'm making myself at
ham.
Home and that.
Rev
like.
Just went ham on the mic, like.
No, no, I'm Muslim. I don't go ham. I go halal. Harden lyrical all lines. Harden lyrical all lines. Harden lyrical all lines. But yeah, man. All love, man.
But Luke, send us. Tell the people what the links are, how they can track you down online and everything.
If you know me well, then I'm not much of an internet person, right? You can find me on Twitter, Luke Skyz. It's LUC, not LUK, LUCSKYZ. Facebook, Instagram. I ain't gonna tell you my Instagram because I don't use Instagram. But
just look out for his dreadlocks, mate. Chirps and girls and girls. No, I'm joking.
Twitter and Facebook, Luke Skyz. LUC.
No. I already shut him down. He got slammed already. We don't need to slam him further. No,
well,
no, I'm just messing. It's all fun and games.
I'm not going to tell him I was on here today because he's going to watch it.
She was messing, but she did bring it up several times.
No, I
you obviously left some kind of mark, though, like.
Yeah, it was a lot of hilarity for me. Angel, how can the people track you down?
Everything's on my website, mcangel.co.uk. So if you go on there, it's just got everything on there. It's pretty easy.
Maverick, how can people find you online?
Same as anything. Twitter, Facebook, at Maverick Sabre. New album's out in outstanding. Hope you enjoy it.
Yes, we can't wait for that. Revs, share out the links as well.
Yeah, just Reveal Poison on everything, on all the social media. It's all Reveal Poison, like an autopsy of a man who died from poisoning.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll be hearing all these people's good music over the coming weeks, so make sure you keep it locked to Food Bar Radio. Now, this is an important part of the show where we put it out to all of our listeners so they can hit us up and, you know, vent with our British energy, the things that this week really have just made you say,
are you taking the piss?
You know, because for me there's lots of things, like I'd say in the spirit of Valentine's Day, like I gotta set it off a little bit like this. I gotta say,
are you taking the piss
to the dudes who are married, who are trying to chirps women? Go and chat your woman on Valentine's Day. Go and try and get a date with her.
Are you taking the piss?
Come out of it. Sorry, are you taking the piss or what? Like that's gotta be my number. I don't know, guys. Have you got anything this week that really seriously made you say,
are you taking the piss?
Interesting. I mean, what in terms of Valentine's?
No, just it could be
anything. It could be
this week.
Weather.
Has to be this week.
No, I guess
something that's been on your mind, didn't it?
I mean, there's that whole, you lot must have chatted about this already, right? But I haven't really been following it, the whole Beyonce scandal with this whole, right? That's like 2 weeks, that's like a few weeks ago. Mm. So
yeah. What did you think about that?
No, I think it's just gone out. It's blown out of proportion.
What
really?
Do you mean that the white media's reaction to what Beyonce done, which out. I think was the actual really good thing that Beyonce done, that that she went.
It's a double-edged sword, right? Because like you said, it's like the media's reaction has been way over the top. And then, I need to watch it myself to see what she did, right? But for me, it's like Beyonce, okay, now all of a sudden, you want to come out and drop some jewels, like when you're rocking like blonde weave and that, you know what I mean?
No, I do hear that, but on the other side of it, it is a quite big statement for her too, especially in the position that she's in and the flack she's going to receive because of it.
100%.
She is going to be blackballed from a lot of things.
So for Luke, basically, Beyonce, you're sending your...
Are you taking the piss?
She's taking the piss, and the media's taking the piss. So everybody's taking the piss right now.
Well,
we're
really.
A piss cake
circle. Yeah, it's just exactly. But no, I respect that she's made that decision. I find it weird that she's done it now. I'm guessing because of all the stuff that's happening in America, it kind of, you know what I mean?
Unfortunately, now we're running out of time. Normally, we get to read out all your emails that you send through to Are You Taking the Piss? But because we had that extended, wonderful open mic courtesy of all of the wonderful, talented people in the studio, we're not going to be able to get into that, I'm afraid. But thank you all so much for coming through. Make sure you listen back to the podcast for the show. We had some ill guests over the week, some ill open mics too. They're all at foodbarradio.com/hiphop is the place to go. Guys, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. Make sure you lock in next Monday, 4 p.m. My show is going to be in the house with Chewed Up while I'm away. Up next, you've got Badge of Friendship. But let's leave you with some Talib Kweli, Night for Wonder, Slug, and Pharaoh Munch on this one. This is taken from the Indie 500 project. This is Hip Hop. Peace out. Food Bar Radio.
People want me to preach cause I'm where heaven begin. People want me to teach a lesson for them. The message is in the form of the song I had to arrange it. You banging it through the speakers for maximum entertainment. Wait a minute, step back a bit. I highly doubt that your perception is accurate. My conception immaculate. You know it's in there. Hey yo, we we out here. And if the party going now, you know we in there. I'm so sincere. What you talk about? I've been here. Way before you showed up, let's get clear. And yeah, we out here. And if the party going now, you know we in there. I'm so sincere. I don't really know where I'm going, but where I have been. Everybody double as predators or assassins. It's tragic how we love this life, fatal attraction. The metaphor like reservoir door, I'm Michael Master. You make me wanna cut off my ear the way you rap. In the black Van Gogh to pick up the ones active in the movement. God, I'm using every drug you can't imagine. Dying like diabetics who diet without the sacrament. Y'all still thinking it's sweet until it happens. Standing ovation on the street, they on their feet when the shooters get to clapping. 5-star bars to murder go. The fat lady sang in the curtain closed. My getaway car's convertible. I'm chopping the top off. This rap dude's faker than knockoff. Yeah, yeah. Because we in there. Yeah, hey, hey. Hey, yo, we out here. And if the party going now, you know we in there. Yeah, yeah. I'm so sincere. What you talk about? I've been here. Way before you showed up, let's get clear. Yeah, yeah. Hey, yo, we out here. And if the party going now, you know we in there. Funk,
sling lingo, watch the thing go far. New single, bingo, Ringo Starr, more Pringles. Which leads to more dips. Adrian Peterson, all day more wits. Seen it before like deja vu. So sincere, rooftop, skyline, poolside, swimwear. We in here, I'm whispering in Slim's ear like I could be a hero with D500. See the reason is we cook it up with love and add seasoning. Always show love, never deceiving him. He could get my vote, we believe in him. He could get it, I got it, in the exotic. Two-seater, the exact color is hypnotic. In fact, Tiptronic, sit back, sit on the shack, shit's on it, it's rap, it's chronic, automatic, it's more organic, and it's in there. I said it's in there. I said it's in there,
like the love that's in the air. Living for a life, got something to share. Still trying to build progress out of regrets. Cut through the BS, speak through the beak of a phoenix. Fly, scheming on the sadness. My language, dangerous, vandal, damage. Dismantle, break free from the baggage. Expand across the planet's canvas. Catch the bug, put the lid on the jar. Or hold it in your hand so you could pick it apart. If you were listening hard, you'd be lifting your guard. Crew a couple of fins, trying to swim with the sharks. The worth ain't based on if the dogs chase it. Bark till you bargain yourself out of the basement. Spread the word, my voice is spacious. Taste the Prego, it's in there and now you pregnant. You pregnant.
Hey yo, we out here. And if the party going now, you know we in there. I'm so sincere. What you talk about? I've been here. Wait before you showed up, let's get clear. Hey yo, we out here. And if the party going now, you know we in there. I'm so sincere. Put it on your pasta like Prego, cause it's in there. Prego sauce. Prego sauce.